He was here before on The Pulse, one of our first guests.
It was my pleasure then and still my pleasure now, brother. I still feel like I have something to say. You know, I still have the passion for the music, you know, so I do it.
Since then, he's made more music, had more lyrics, and more growth.
You know, the entertainment is the draw, but everything else is things that we need in our community. I want to be vocal, and I want to help people, and I want to do as much as I can, you know, in my children's name.
He's Philadelphia hip-hop legend, Philly Freeway, on The Pulse.
Get with me, Pulse of the City.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. You know what we do. We've been doing it now for a while, bringing in people, great stories, hearing about them, doing cool things. And the reason I reference we've been doing it for a while is Philadelphia Freeway's in the building.
Once again, it's on.
You were our second or third episode when we launched this show in 2022.
Most definitely.
And I
remember
it
like it was yesterday.
I know, right? It's just memories. I said it then and I will say it again. I always tell people I appreciate people like you, Iyanla Van Zandt, Wallo. Like, there were a handful of people who, when we didn't even really have a show, we were trying to get started, said, "I got you," and came in and spent some time with us, man.
No,
I appreciate
problem,
that
man.
2 years later.
It was my pleasure then and still my pleasure now, brother.
Appreciate it. 2 years. You've had multiple albums, continuing on tour. Things continue to grow. Is it possible to give us an update of where we've been the last couple of years?
Oh, man. So 2024, man, is exciting. My second installment to the stimulus package, Stimulus Package 2, drops July 19th. So, you know, everybody's loving the music. We dropped the first two singles, Ringin' featuring Jadakiss, Freezer, which is a solo record by myself, getting a great response from the music. As you know, we launched Freedom Thinkers Academy, which is music, health, education, and culture. That's what we're doing on the music side. On the education side, we have STEM workforce development programs, phlebotomy, medical billing and coding, audiovisual engineering, medical tech. To date, we graduated 131 students.
Okay.
You know, so we have a partnership in Philadelphia with OIC, which is an amazing partnership, and we really appreciate those guys a lot. And we have a partnership in Delaware with the Community Education Building.
So we have a couple of years, and I'm writing down in terms of notes why. And the why applies to several different things. So let's start with the music, because you don't have to do this.
Like,
you successful career, continuing to do this. You could focus on other things.
Mm-hmm.
Why still making music?
I still feel like I have something to say. You know, I still have the passion for the music, you know, so I do it.
Okay, you know, so just for love.
And there's people that's waiting for it, you know, so I'm about to feed them one more time.
Well, and you, I'm obviously following you on social media, had some sort of contact. You're performing all the time, and so it's not just putting out music.
Yeah.
You still love the grind?
Yeah, most definitely, and I was blessed to have hit records, you know, that transcended through the test of time, you know, so I get booked all the time, left and right.
All over the world.
Yeah, definitely.
And loving doing it.
Most definitely.
The why for the music, the why for giving back, I think is probably a bigger story.
Man, there's so many reasons why. It's more like, why not? Like, when you're in a position to do for your community and to do for the people, why not do it? You know, I've been through so much in the past few years, losing my son, my daughter, losing my father. I was at one of the graduations, and it was a girl in there, and she didn't look like my daughter, but she was like moving like how my daughter moved. And like, you know, when I seen her graduate and I seen her live, you know, fulfilling what she wanted to do, it almost brought me to tears, you know. So just for those feelings and to be able to help people better their life is everything.
The Freedom Thinkers Academy.
Most definitely.
That continues to grow, continues to expand, but that's just because of that feeling. You like the opportunity to help people.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and as a Muslim, you know, it's first and foremost, it's important for us to give back. Any time that we can help people, anything that we can do to better ourselves and better other people, we should do it. You know, and I'm in a position to do it, so I'm going to continue to do it as long as God allows me to do it.
I remember last time, and you just talked about some of the struggles, the tragedy that you've dealt with. And last time we talked, I had just recently lost my father. And it was a situation where you could go two directions. Like, I felt like for a while I just wanted to go inside and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of sit there and, are you all right? No, I'm not all right, so don't talk to me. And then the other side of it, you continue to live as a blessing for them and continue to try to grow.
Most definitely.
You've said very publicly that that continues to drive you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And don't get it wrong, I still get those feelings where I just want to go inside and I don't want to talk to nobody. You know, or I might just be thinking about my children, having a bad day where I just want to stay to myself. But those days drive the other days where I want to be vocal and I want to help people and I want to do as much as I can, you know, in my children's name, you know, to, you know, better them and uplift them in their ranks with God, you know. So there's a lot of reasons why I do it, and I'm going to continue to do it.
So we talked about, briefly, Freedom Thinkers Academy. That's an ongoing thing. People can continue to participate in that, graduating hundreds and more to come.
Yes, God willing.
You were, was it June? They made it officially?
June 1st.
Freeway Day.
Yep, most definitely.
Okay.
So I was, in 2019, I was awarded Philadelphia Freeway Day at the Roots Picnic by the City of Philadelphia. In 2024... shout out to Councilman Kenyatta Johnson and everybody else that helped make this special moment for me. They made it official. You know, they made it official. So 100 years from now, on June 1st, it will still be Philadelphia Freeway Day.
But
which
it was
is a blessing.
It wasn't enough for you for it to just be a day, to just get the recognition, to just have them celebrate you. And it was cool. And everybody was like, wow, that's nice. He deserves that. He earned it. But you wanted to make it into another way for you to give back to people.
Most definitely. So August 3rd, 2024, at the Philadelphia Naval Yard from 12 to 4, we're having our first annual Free Fest, which is a free community event. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to have, you know, health and wellness screenings. We're going to have mental health. We're going to have so much stuff. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing for the family. It's going to be amazing for the children. We're going to have live performance. We're going to have vendors. I'm going to have some special guests that's going to perform with me at the end. It's an event that you don't want to miss. Like, trust me. Like, we have a lot of partners, and we really putting together an amazing event for the community. And most importantly, it's a free event, but you do need a ticket. So you have to go to phillyfreefest.org to get your tickets. That's phillyfreefest.org.
The entertainment side of it obviously is part of your platform, but the medical screening, the mental health screening, the resources that are being provided,
most
the Freedom
definitely.
Thinkers Academy, all of that seems like, as you've said, at least as important as being able to entertain people.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the entertainment is the draw, but everything else is things that we need in our community, you know, so we're going to have them there for the people. And, you know, God willing, people come out and take advantage of it.
And tell them again how they can get that information, because you do need a ticket.
You could go to phillyfreefest.org to get any information about Free Fest and to get your free tickets. If you want to be a vendor, if you want to be a performer, if you want to just come out and enjoy the show, go to phillyfreefest.org and all the information is there.
You just got finished talking about some of the things that you've been doing. You just got, it feels like every time there's a big time performance in Philadelphia, somebody calls you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you were out there with Neo.
Most definitely. Shout out to my brother Neo, man.
So how's that work? Y'all cool like that? He just calls you up and says, I'm in your city. Like, how's that happen?
Yeah, a lot of times when people come to the city, they reach out like, yo, Free, I'm going to be in the city. I want to bring you out. You know, it happens like that a lot. Last year, I had a bucket list event like that to happen. It was a Sunday morning, and I got a call from Lauryn Hill.
I remember.
And
I mean, I
she
remember
was
the
like,
call,
yo,
but I remember
what's
that.
Up? I want you to come out and perform. I'm like, wow. Like, you know, so it's a blessing. Like I was saying, we had those timeless records, and, you know, a lot of times people remember that energy, and they want to capture that energy.
You know? People who've been in the industry as long as you have and successful as long as you have, is that – are y'all really that kind of cool and just calling each other? When you sit back and like, yo, Lauryn Hill hollered at me. Like,
yeah,
is that,
I mean,
kind of that camaraderie still exists?
Yeah, for the most part, you know it does. Like, you know, with people that's like that, you know? So it's a blessing to, you know, be in those circles.
So how come you ain't tell Neo it's gonna be 100 degrees and he need to wear a 3-piece red suit, man?
Listen, I got there like 6:30. He had the suit on when I got there.
At 6:30.
I got there like 6:30, 7 o'clock. He had the suit on already. You know?
When they brought you out, I was sitting there going, yo, if we couldn't tell him it was 100. He's out there performing, hat, the whole nine. 100+.
You could have just given him a jersey. He still did his thing, man, you know.
So. Is that fun still? Yeah. That kind of crowds, particularly in Philly.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always wanted to perform at Welcome America. You know, I think that might have been the first time that I ever got a chance to do it. You know, and it was a blessing.
Really?
Yeah.
What else is on the bucket list? I feel like you've done everything. You got the Lauryn Hill call.
Yeah. Man, it's so many things that I still want to do. You know, if I could get my wish, I would love for the whole Rockefeller to do a tour and travel the world and perform the classics. You know, but what's really in my bucket list for the future is continue to build Freedom Thinkers Academy and just, you know, leave a mark and leave a legacy.
Okay. We were talking. We've been working him. So he came in, did 2 mics and a bill show here, recorded with us, and a beard. We renamed the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we were talking about on that show was the whole rap battles in the industry.
Yes, sir.
Kendrick and Drake and some of the others. As somebody who's in it and has been involved in those types of battles, is it a good thing? Is it going too far? Are you concerned about it or applauding it?
It's a good thing. You know, I think both of the artists are professional enough to keep it on track. And, you know, long as nobody's getting hurt or nobody's family's getting threatened or none of that stuff, it's hip hop. You know, when I was coming up, that was the element of the city. We would ride around the city and jump out and battle people. Like, they would have, like, the basketball games at, like, 16th and Susquehanna, 52nd and Parkside. And we would pull up, and while they playing basketball, we was having rap battles on the side. You know, so that's where it started from, you know, battling, and that's a huge element of hip-hop.
Do we, the public who's not involved in it, miss the fact that this is largely competition? It's largely showing your skills. Mm-hmm. I think at some point when things got crazy in a couple circumstances, people just decided that those battles are so real, so personal, that people are going to get attacked from it. Do we need to hear more of what you're saying about that?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, like I said, as long as they keep it on wax and nobody is going too far either way, I think it's good for hip hop. You know, look what it did for the music business. Since they had that battle, we have a lot of artists that's really, you know, lyricists dropping music. You know, it's like a refresher, you know, so it's good.
So you're cool with it?
Yeah, definitely.
Has the industry as a whole changed? I know you're releasing your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're blowing up on social media. You're traveling all over the place. I always want to ask people about what somebody has to pay you to come, but I'm not going to. Has the industry changed like that now that you can do it yourself?
It definitely. You know, the industry definitely shifted from when I came in. Like, when I first got signed to Rockefeller, we had door-to-door chauffeurs. Like, you know, we had people was doing everything for us. Like, we didn't have to book our own flights. We would get an itinerary, and we just follow our itinerary. But, you know, in 2024, I might have to book my own flights. You know, we putting this music, everything we doing is from the muscle. It's independent. So we're funding it. Like, you know, we're making sure that the distribution people are doing their jobs. Like, you know, I wear several hats right now, you know, and it's more fulfilling because we own 100% of everything.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So you're booking your own flights, but you're also keeping your money. And we've had a bunch of people who have come in and told all these stories about these national and international tours and all the things that were happening. And then at the end of the tour, it was part of your contract that you owed the money back.
Yeah, most definitely. That's where education comes in. And at Freedom Thinkers Academy, with our audio and visual engineering courses, we teach the children that too. We teach them the business side of the music business so they're not going in blind. Like, you know, when I first got signed to Rockefeller, I had business managers that stole $147,000 from me that I didn't even know that I made, you know. So it's very important to know the business and be on top of your contracts. If you read your contract, you should know that these people are trying to take this money out of your budget, you know, for your tour, because it's right there in black and white. If not, you could sue them for doing something that's not, you know, part of the contract.
That's crazy. And it's crazy because I've heard that story so many times. We just had Johnny Gill on.
Yeah.
He was talking about all of their tours, and you're living this huge life.
Yeah.
And people think, and then you come back and you're like, what happened to all the money?
That happened to us in the beginning. Like, you know, when we first signed to Rockefeller, we could just be in the studio all night. Any, like, all day you could go in there if you want to. But people didn't even, like, Petey Crack had a budget open, and everybody was in there recording on his budget. And at the end of the day, he like, yo, what happened to the budget? He like, using Baseline for 600 days straight, you know? So you got to be on top of your job, and you got to really read the fine print.
That's some of the stuff you mentioned, Freedom Thinkers Academy. So
yeah,
those
sure.
types of specifics, is that why? Because that wasn't always part of the training, was it? That's
no.
something you expanded into.
Yeah, that's something that we expanded into, most definitely. So we want to give them all facets of the music industry. You know, because even with the audiovisual engineering courses, everybody don't want to be a rap star. Everybody don't want to be an engineer. You know, it's people that want to be managers. It's people that just want to be in the background running the sound. Like, you know, with so many jobs that's in the music industry. So we want to make sure that we cover everything.
And when you come out of Freedom Thinkers, regardless of the area you're in, and there are multiple ones,
mm-hmm.
these are young people who are ready to just walk out into the workplace.
Yeah, they're ready. We take them straight from the classroom to the workforce. And that's what it's all about. When they leave Freedom Thinkers Academy, they have their certifications. They're ready for whatever job field that they're approaching, and we assist them in getting jobs in that area.
We talked a little bit about the August 3rd event, Freedom Fest, Free Fest, excuse me.
Free Fest, yeah.
But August is also Donor Awareness Month.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. So that's another reason why we did it in August, because it's Donor Awareness Month. And for the people that don't know, I'm a kidney transplant recipient, and I'm a donor dad. So I've been on both sides. I received a life-sustaining organ, and then when my son passed away, he was able to save 4 lives.
Wow. So this has obviously changed you and kind of changed that outlook. And that's why you're so focused on talking about that.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, through one of my partnerships with Gift of Life, we actually have an initiative. We're trying to get 50,000 people to register to be organ donors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we started with 5,000. That's one person for every person that's in our area that's on a transplant list. But then we said we're going to take it to 50,000 because we feel like it's needed, you know. And you look on my license, I'm an organ donor, you know, and organ donor saved my life, you know. And it's a lot of misconceptions about being an organ donor. A lot of people think if you have organ donor on your license and something happens to you and you go to the hospital, that they're going to kill you and take your organs. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. A lot of times when you're in the hospital, they don't even know if you're an organ donor or not. Their first priority is to save the patient that's in front of them.
When you're on social, and I've seen some of the things on social, and people have always liked and appreciated your connection to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They've always liked and appreciated your music.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting is seeing the kind of support you get for all of the other things. Like, did mm-hmm. that even surprise you, how much love there was for the other aspects of you?
Definitely. You know, but these things that I'm going through is real life. Like, you know, we never know what direction, you know, life is going to steer us in. You know, when I had kidney failure back in 2015, I could have went and crawled under a rock. But I decided to stand in front of it, and those things inspired me to start Freedom Thinkers Academy. And now we're helping changing lives. So, you know, it's a blessing.
What's coming up? So we talked about the next, you've got the stimulus package too.
Most definitely, which
July
is amazing.
19.
14 tracks. It's an amazing album. I can't wait for the world to hear it. I'm so excited, you know. And God willing, we're going to do a STEM Pack 2 tour. I'm going to jump on a couple tour dates with the Lox, you know. And we have some talk about doing some state property touring too. So
you're trying to pull everybody together and just keep going.
Most definitely.
Movies and everything else. I think your movies was on the other day. I was down there working out. Mm-hmm. Movie came on, and you and Bean sitting there talking about they're watching this going,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to my brother Beans too. He got some amazing things in the works, you know, that I can't speak on right now, but he has some amazing things in the works. So look forward to seeing some amazing things from Beanie Siegel.
So more stuff coming forward from you and him.
Yes, sir.
As we get closer to wrapping up, a couple of things we ask as we wrap up the Pulse, the theme of the show. And you've been talking about it all throughout. You talked about the different charities that you're involved in. Mm-hmm. That's something you're going to continue to do, expand Freedom Thinkers. That's just stuff we can look forward to in the
future. Most definitely, yeah. We're trying to grow Freedom Thinkers right now. We're in Philadelphia. We're in Delaware. We're trying to be in every state. We're trying to expand. We got some things going on in Los Angeles through one of our partnerships. And we're just trying to grow it and expand and, you know, help as many people as we can.
Who should sign up for that?
Everybody. You know, if you're just trying to figure out what you want to do or what the next step is, you're not sure if you want to go to college or if you're just coming home from prison or if you're been working for 10 years and it's not working out for you, or you want to get your own career, like, everybody is welcome, you know, but you just have to want to do it. Like, we're not looking for people that just that's going to come in there and play around. You know, we everybody goes through a screening process, but we just want people that are serious about bettering their life.
Yeah, you can change your life, but you're not going to change it for them. You change it with them.
Yes, you just got it. You got, as long as you're willing to put the work in, we're going to take you the rest of the way.
And then finally, we wrap up every episode of The Pulse with the concept of use your voice for good. You've been here. You've done it before. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it all show, what it means to you. But when you get a chance to define what use your voice for good means, what is it?
Using my voice for good means trying my best to elevate people, trying my best to better people. And when I do that, that helps me. That helps, you know, my mission and the things that I'm trying to accomplish. You know, throughout my life, I've been faced with a bunch of trials and tribulations. You know, alhamdulillah, God has given me the strength to pull through those things. And I just want to show people I'm living proof you can achieve your goals as long as you put God first.
And you continue to make Philadelphia proud. We are happy to have you as a friend of the show.
Like, I appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
Be co-host.
Yeah, listen, bro. I'm here, man. You know, I got a little bit of free time. Let's make it happen.
Every time he sits in here, I'm trying to get him to do additional work and have yet to have the authority to negotiate contracts. I'm just like, we got some free work for you. Come on in and hang out.
Hey, listen, one of these days they're going to listen, man.
Yeah, we got you. Mm. Thank you, man. We appreciate
Love, man.
You.
Anytime, bro.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today, with friend of the show, Philly hip hop legend and now philanthropist, Philly Freeway. He's doing so many things, has for years, but continues to expand. I always appreciate the opportunity to speak with him because, as he acknowledged, he has been through a lot of loss, a lot of pain, a lot of struggle and challenge, and yet it has driven and motivated him to not only continue his entertainment career, but continue his commitment to trying to make lives better for people who have experienced some of the things that he has, both through tragedy and loss, but also through a tough upbringing and needing the resources of the Freedom Thinkers Academy. Just a genuinely good guy, in my opinion. I always love getting a chance to talk to him. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Do me a favor, hit like, follow, whatever it is, subscribe that you see on your screen. That will give you the notification every time a new episode of The Pulse is available. And also, if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and download the Fox Local app. All of the episodes of The Pulse, as well as some other really cool original shows, are all right there at your fingertips on all streaming and smart TV platforms. If you'd like to hit me up, I'm always interested in hearing from you. I'm at Bill A. Fox 29 on all social media platforms. Hope you are having a great day wherever you are. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.